I'm excited. 9:22, it's Arts Quincy Day, and I am not bombarded with annoying and antagonizing University of Iowa memorabilia because Laura Sievert is not here today. We love her, but Jenna Benz is here, and she has been smart enough to wear Chicago Bears blue. And you come back anytime you want, Jenna.
Oh, there
we're
we go.
kicking Laura to the curb.
Sure, and on her birthday, no less.
Oh, that's right. That's right. A lot of my friend Liz has a birthday today. We went out for lunch yesterday. So, okay, so she's not skipping work because of the weather. She's skipping work because it's her birthday.
Yeah,
you know?
She says it's the flu, but who knows?
It's the birthday flu. We know. Come on, Sievert. We know you're goofing. But anyway, no, she's very hardworking. Let's talk about you. I want to let the people get to know a little bit about you because, annoyingly, we know too much about Sievert. You know, she's always bringing in her Iowa stuff and talking about whatever, her French horn or whatever. But I want to know more about Jenna Benz.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm wearing purple, but, I mean,
well,
bears and all that.
If you have cataracts like I do, it looks blue.
There you go. It's a dark royal, like Arts Quincy. But I went to Western Illinois University. So
you're a leatherneck.
We had purple,
Yeah, that's right.
And John Wood. So,
good for you.
Yeah.
So you're green and gold and purple.
Yes.
You're the Mardi Gras.
And blue and gold for Pleasant Hill.
Okay.
So, yep.
Go Wolves, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wolves. My cousin was a cheerleader down there, and she always said Wolves.
Yeah.
And I said, when you spell it out, do you go W-O-L-V-E-S, or do you say, give me a W, give me an O, give me an O, give me an F? It's a Wolves. I just got
it must be
out
a
of that.
Pike County accent.
It is. And God love him and I love him. And I'm proud to have roots down in Pike County, Missouri and Pike County, Illinois. So we're home of the Wolves.
Yep.
So, but let's talk about Jenna Benz. You do a lot with Arts Quincy. We're going to get to that in a minute. Mm-hmm. But you are multi-talented and multifaceted. And so you have other obligations.
Yeah.
And you do a little bit, I think, of John Wood, too, as well, don't you?
Well, I've kind of moved on from that a little bit. Yep. I am still part of the figure drawing group that happens
every Monday night.
Yeah, that restarted this week. So I wasn't able to attend this week, but still, it's a great group, and you know, everybody's welcome, and we won't bite or anything. So I still do that there, and I'm still involved with the various art galleries.
I was gonna say you still help curate art galleries. That's good.
I would like to, but no, I just visit them.
Oh, visit
anymore.
Them now. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But I am involved with the Historical Society. I'm getting ready to start on the spring issue of the Governor's Post.
That's right. You're involved in that, and that's why that is so fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
The Governor's Post.
And the Bicentennial, I help with some things there. And I was little disappointed about the cancellation of tonight's speaker series. I hope that they're able to reschedule.
I'm sure they will. I mean, they've got something every month, so it's not like they have an opening, but I think this is important enough that they'll try to swing it in, I'm sure.
But yeah, there's so much happening this year, and just me kind of being a county girl, country girl, I try to focus on things happening outside of Quincy, although Quincy is rich in history, and I mean, most of us county, you know, we come to town to, I say town, but we come to town for shopping and eating and all that.
Quincy, thank you for your sales tax participation.
Yes, you're welcome.
And so you are a beautiful artist, especially with the graphic and the layout for the Governor's Post for the Historical Society, but you also work at Arts Quincy. And I think one of the things that we don't talk about enough maybe is the fact that when the bigwigs from Illinois Arts Council came to Quincy last year, one of the things they were immensely impressed with was how our symphony runs with very few paid staff, how the Arts Quincy organization runs with very few paid staff.
Yes.
I think they were expecting there to be like 20 people working at these arts agencies, and they're finding out they're pretty much skeleton crews, and yet we managed to get it done.
Yep.
Arts Quincy really gives bang for the buck for their donors, don't they?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. You know, we're a business Better Business Bureau certified charity, and we've also won the Torch Award twice.
That's
which is
unprecedented. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So we just want to be good stewards of every donation and make it go as far as we can. So Laura's very good at grant writing, and we were doing a grant report last week, and we listed out everyone who received grants, all of the different schools, the locations and things, and it was just amazing how far we could make every dollar go. So with our Instant Arts classroom funds, we were able to do an expansion program to include field trips for every K through 5 student in Adams County, and we were even able to branch out a little to Brown County. So it was really great to just see how all that came together after the last school year, and happy to know that we're able to do that again this year. So yeah, if you want to become a member, you get an Arts Quincy membership a magazine, and we do those 5 times a year, and also a yearly gift. This year it was a pastel drawing of the Lewis Round Barn out at
the Adams County Fairgrounds.
Yeah, yeah. So
by famous artist Laura Seaver.
She's so talented so many areas.
If she would only just get off of her Iowa kick, she'd be tolerable most days.
A little annoying.
Yeah.
No,
good.
I'm just...
Jen and I are together in that.
She can take it.
She can take it, yeah. Trust me, she pushes back, knows no problem.
Sure.
Let's talk about something that's coming up this week, which is the business after hours for Arts Quincy. Now, I hope the snow, it looks like it's going to be kind of not as big an event as we thought. So, no reason not to get over to Quincy Brewing Company on the Promenade, 106 North 6th, tomorrow night from 4:30 to 6. There is a special beer being brewed in honor of Arts Quincy. Do you have any idea what the contents are? Is it dark? Is it light? Is it?
I am just learning of this.
So
I'm in charge of the food.
Oh,
so,
okay. So what's going to be on the food menu?
Oh, well, great menu. Some meatballs and Little Smokies. Kind of a carryover from Super Bowl.
Oh,
a little bit.
Not leftovers. A carryover.
Right.
Not things that Jenna tried to serve at her house and that the Benz family wouldn't eat. Not that kind of leftover.
Right.
Not guacamole that used to be green, but now it's kind of black. Not that. It's good, fresh food for Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. So I did the shopping yesterday to try to avoid the snow. So it's all fresh. It will be there. So, the public is welcome. We have up to 150 drink tickets. We'll have some meatballs, smokies, sandwiches, veggies, different things. I did think, and I'm not going to be able to do it this time, but next time maybe a fruit pizza with the Arts Quincy Swirl logo and fruit on the top. But maybe next time we have a networking event.
Dang, I was looking forward to seeing that. That would be very interesting.
I know. Maybe that'll be
Laura's
birthday cake.
If you're out there listening and you want to just bring one and, you know, put it out for everyone to enjoy.
Sure.
They can't eat it until 5 minutes to 6, right before the event's over, because everybody has to look at it.
Yep.
So that's the problem with that. If you put that out at 4:30, by the time 5:30 comes around and people arrive, goes, what is this kaleidoscope weirdo thing? Well, that used to be our logo.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is definitely 4:30 to 6, 150 attendees. The first will get a free drink, and there will be a special beer in honor of Arts Quincy. So
we look forward to having our partner organizations. Members are welcome to come. We'll have some specials for business members and some advertising specials for the magazine. So we'd love to see you come on out and talk arts with us.
Okay. There's also a blood drive on Tuesday, February 18th from 11 to 4. And the Bleeding Arts, which Arts Quincy leads, Laura told me that you're in the top 0.3% of blood, you know, givers in the United States.
Uh-huh.
So that's really something to be proud of.
Yeah, she says it's because we give away treats from
the Yum Factory. She takes all the credit, and Yum Factory is really the reason. Well, she answers it because National Red Cross is going to be zooming in to see how you guys run this and why it's so successful, because they want to, of course, try to replicate it.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to tell them, Well, you have to have a yum factory in your town. That's
sure.
the way to replicate it.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
So it's nice to have these local partnerships. Mm-hmm. It really is. Other things that are going on. Do we have tickets yet for Encore Fairy Tale Tea? That usually sells out.
Usually. I have some information about two settings.
Yeah, there are
sure
two
how.
Settings. Settings. Two times that you can go,
yeah.
So they double the amount of people who mm-hmm. can come.
But we're still a little ways off from it, so I would visit their website to see that they're still available.
Right, because this is a big grandpa, granddaughter, daddy, daughter thing. Although boys mm-hmm. are welcome, and really, it's wonderful. Bring your granddaughter and your grandson, because it's not just princesses, mm-hmm. it's heroes and you know, Captain America and Gaston, or I guess he's not a hero, but the Beast, whatever, you know.
Sure.
And it's a chance for them, and there'll be princes there that will be dressed up.
Oh, yeah. I was able to take my daughters when they were younger. I mean, they're still young, but even younger. Suzanne went as Belle from Beauty and the Beast, and then Sarah, the older one, had this beautiful gown that had like a hoop underneath it mm-hmm. and things. Oh my gosh, they were so gorgeous. It was a really fun event. They had door prizes, and the dancers with Cheryl Kaiser had also dressed up as the different Disney princesses and danced with the kids. But yeah, there were princes and things, but you know, you're welcome to wear any costume, no costume.
Right, just come,
all
you know,
ages.
Whatever. Everything is welcome.
But it's a really great fundraiser for Encore, the Volunteer Council for the Symphony, and all the proceeds go to music programs that they do. So then also coming up, QCT has announced that they're taking submissions for their playwriting festival, that it'll correspond with the Midsummer Arts Fair this summer. So deadline for that is March 1st.
That is really coming up. So if you want to write a play and submit it, they will work with you to mm-hmm. improve it, and then they will perform it. And I'm not a writer, but I've been part of this group, and I performed mm-hmm. last year at the Playwriters Festival. So they need actresses and actors too.
Yeah.
So, it's really interesting to see the minds of mm-hmm. all different people in our area and what they can create.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you've always wanted to write a play, this is your chance to get some coaching and get some tips on how to improve your technique.
Yeah.
It's different than writing a book. So
sure.
Like anything else.
Well, they're looking for short plays about 10 minutes in mm-hmm. length. And then you just want to make sure that your subject matter is appropriate for families. So it'll be...
Well, that's a change.
Well, it'll be held...
Last year one was really... It wasn't vulgar, but it was really dark.
Oh.
I mean, you know, like... But I don't think a three-year-old would have gotten it anyway. But yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So nothing... No nudity.
Yes.
And if there is nudity, Jenna Benz is going to be starring in that role, okay?
Oh, dear.
So how do we submit? OneQCT.org?
Yep, I go there for more information. The event will take place on Saturday, June 28th this summer. So looking forward to that. We know it'll be about the hottest day of the year. So, but they will hold the plays
in
at
the QCT. Inside the air-conditioned comfort. No, I'm no idiot. I'm not going to stand out in a park and sweat. And what else is coming up?
Next Thursday, the Lincoln Douglas Debate Museum is having a history happy hour. They're going to host Rob Mellon, who's the executive director of the Historical Society. And this is a really interesting topic he'll be discussing. It's called Mission Impossible, the Washington Peace Conference of 1861. So they said that it was just a complete failure to avert the Civil War, but it did delay it a little bit. But he'll be talking about that and this gentleman's convention and how all that happened.
And just a little teaser, I don't want to give away anything, but one of the interesting aspects about the avoidance of war, nowadays we can barely get politicians to even shake each other's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, Stephen Douglas was the envoy for Lincoln.
Oh, wow.
One of the peacekeepers that mm-hmm. was trying to avert the war.
Oh, wow.
So just think about that.
Yeah.
He reached across and said, look, you know, you were kind of on that side of the story, but you don't want a war any more than I do. Can you, can we head this off at the pass? So it's going to be interesting to hear Rob Mellon's take on that. Okay, that's next Thursday.
Yes, next Thursday, starting at 5. The speaker starts at 5:30. It's free and open to the public, and that's down here, North 5th Street.
Yeah, on the square, right across from the Lincoln Douglas sign. Yeah. It's a statue. Okay.
And today's actually Lincoln's birthday as well, so that would be just something good to observe his birthday, President's Day, and see the great exhibits that are there at the museum.
Okay. Well, Gary and Sue Winging are waiting patiently in the green room, so we'll let you go. Jenna, thank you for braving the weather to come out today.
Oh, yes. I'd like to give a shout-out to Quincy Police Department. On my way here, there were three police SUVs out by Save-A-Lot, and there's a bus stop there, and they had the vehicle open in the back, handing out gloves and coats and things to keep people warm. So I just wanted to give them a shout-out this morning. So
that brings almost a tear to my eye. How wonderful.
It was very sweet.
Thank you. And that was at the Save-A-Lot on
8th
down here on the south side. 8th and Jefferson. Not the one out on 12th and Locust, but that's okay. They may have been out there too. You just didn't see it. How wonderful.
But it's very slick, so be careful if you're
okay.
going out.
Okay. Thank you so very much, Jenna. And you come back anytime. And like I said, we'll hear from the Winkings about the Mart Heinen Club chili cook-off in just a moment. But first, let's head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. Rex Battery brings you this report. We are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Oh, my goodness gracious me. The things this couple and I could talk about. Sue and Gary Winking are here today. And the great thing about this is we could talk about a lot of stuff, but that would just get them in trouble. So we're going to talk about the Mart Heinen Athletic Booster Club chili cook-off, which includes soup as well. So, Sue, take it away. Are you the chairman of this event, or are you just along for the ride? What's your official title?
Well, I really don't want to be the chairman. I tell Gary he's in charge, so I guess he's the chairman.
Okay, get closer to that microphone because you're so soft-spoken, you lady-like little thing, you. Gary, are you the chairman?
I'm signing off this year as a one-time chairman.
Okay.
Somebody else is going to have to step up next year.
Okay, so right now it's the Winkings in charge, and you'll go out with a huge bang and collect more money than has ever been collected ever before for the Athletic Booster Club, and then you'll say, top that, right?
Right, that's correct.
Now let's talk about this. This is going to happen this Sunday, February 16th, going to be great weather for hot soup from 11 to 2 at the QU Health and Fitness Center at 19th and Oak. I love the format because a whole family can get in for $10.
Right.
It's basically $5 a person or $10 a family. So you do the math. If a husband and wife come, it's $10. If they bring a couple of their kids, it's $10. A great fundraiser. But you're kind of the soup maven, Sue. So let's talk about this. There's actually a competition for the chili. But the soup, is there still a competition for the soup, or is that a separate category, or how's that work?
It's a separate category.
Okay.
But most of the time, I'm the only person that has soup, so then I win it. But if anybody else wanted to have soup, they could and compete with
me. So what kind of soup are you?
I'm having tomato, basil, and broccoli cheese.
Okay. So you're making two different soups.
Right.
So you'll get first and second.
There's only one prize. There's only first.
So if you think you can beat tomato basil or broccoli cheese, get down there. Okay.
Right.
That sounds great, but those are two really good soups because there are people who don't like chili.
Right.
So they've got another choice, and those are two really good choices. So that's another reason to come down. Let's talk about the chili, though. How many different variations on a theme are we going to have? Do restaurants enter? Do private groups enter? Some single chefs who just say, I've got the best chili recipe in the world? How does that all work?
It's kind of a combination of that. We have the Funky family always has one there. We have donations from Kohl's Wholesale and Butcher Block and Chartwell's from Quincy University Dining. And so we'll have people dishing that out.
That have made those soups, and or chili soups, and those will be dished out. So
yep.
There'll be the Butcher Block recipe and yep. the Chartwell's recipe and the Kohl's Wholesale recipe, and they'll yep. be distributed then, and that's our way to contribute to
yep.
the Mart Heining Club. That's very
yep.
nice.
And then a couple of people that, private people, one person is a Mart Heining person that's going to do one, mm-hmm. and then the QU Library is going to have one, and then one of the librarian people's husband and their brother-in-law will be the ones making it and serving it. So,
okay.
So kind of like a family thing also, same as the
that's
funky
wonderful.
Family.
Yeah. So the library gets involved. And
right.
this is for the Athletic Association.
Yep.
But that's good.
Yep.
I think QU really tells the family story. So let's tell your QU family story. Are you both graduates of QU?
I am. I started working there in 1974, and then I decided to go take classes kind of part-time, and then I graduated in 89.
Okay, wow. Okay, so it took you a while to
yeah,
get that degree.
Yeah.
Would you take one class every semester?
Yeah, one or two classes yeah. a semester during the summertime. They had a lot more evening classes that you could take back.
You know what the
way
great thing
when?
About that is? So when you tell people you graduated from college in 89, they think you're really a
that's
young
that's right, because
yeah.
Gary likes to say I'm married to a younger woman because she graduated in 89. So,
hey, Gary, what's your story with QU?
I started volunteering there in 1975, ushering at basketball. That's where, and then I've been volunteering there pretty much ever since, either ushering, ticket taker, and now concessions, Mart Heining Club. I served 2 years as a president, and now currently serving as the treasurer.
Mm-hmm. So you get to count all the money that's made Sunday at the chili cook-off.
Yes.
Good. Good for you. Why stay involved in QU? I mean, why is that so important to you? I know my mother and all her sisters were QU graduates. And it always meant a lot to them that they had attended QU. I don't know that they all graduated. Let me take that back. I don't know that they all actually got a four-year degree from QU, but back then women didn't go to college a whole lot anyway. So
right.
they may have attended for 2 or 3 years, but I think they all graduated. I think they all graduated. Back in the 40s, women going to college was kind of it wasn't a universal thing that was going to get
no,
to happen.
Unless there was a women's college or something
right,
that
right.
they went to. Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. Yeah. So why QU? Why does it mean so much to you?
I guess since I have been involved with QU since I was 18 years old, mm-hmm. it's just part of my life, and they're kind of like a family. Even though I'm retired from there now, I still go over there once in a while and see some of the people that I worked with and talk to them because they miss me. I miss them. So
it makes it nice.
Yeah.
Makes it nice. What about
yeah.
you, Gary? Why is it so important for you to be so involved with QU and specifically with Martin Heinen, but all the way about QU?
When I got out of school many, many years ago, I started volunteering at QU, taking tickets, and kind of got to be like a family. You got to know the people, they became your friends, and you just stayed there and kept going. It's fun.
If you want to see everybody in Quincy, go to a QU sporting event, because a lot of locals attend those events, so it's a great way just to be able to stand in one place, collect tickets, and say hi to everybody, isn't it?
Yes, it's really
yeah.
fun.
Especially at the concession stand, you see people that it might be they only come to basketball and that's the only time you see them. Or
right.
some people at soccer, that's the only time you see them. Football.
Yeah. It's kind of like me. You know, I'm a pretty big Illini fan, and I have been to a baseball game, many basketball games and many football games, but I have never been to a Illinois volleyball game, for example, or something. It doesn't mean I don't support them. I want them
right.
to do well, but no. So, you know, that is one of the things. Do you think having an active sports program helps QU reach out to the community? Because a lot of the people who come to the sporting events may have no affiliation with Quincy University, except this is the town they live in. What do you think about that, Gary?
I think you're right. People come to the sporting events. Some of them, you know, they're following their kids in grades in high school playing soccer, and you see them at the soccer games. So those that play basketball, we don't have a lot of local basketball players, but that's changing now because we have Brad Hoyt coaching. He's brought some players over from John Wood, and the locals are starting to come more to QU to play and and take classes.
That will definitely help boost attendance. So
QU
is, it's like any college or university in a town. There are the people who come there from far away. We have foreign students, of course, too at QU. There are people that come there from far away and make it their, you know, maybe temporary home. And then there are the townies who may have graduated from there, may have affiliation with there, or may have no academic affiliation there, but have a social affiliation with the college. And QU needs those people a lot, don't they?
Yes. And if I may throw something in, when you say foreign students coming there, if you're at the Chili Cook-Off Sunday, you'll see all these flags surrounding Pepsi Arena. They all represent different countries where students or teachers have come from. I mean, that gym at the three-court area is filled with foreign flags.
And that is what makes the experience, even though it's a small-town Franciscan private college, you get a chance to have an international experience, even right here in Quincy, Illinois. I know we've had, at my French group, we've had tennis players that have come and spoken and stuff like that, so it's a lot of fun. So what we need to do is we need to take a real quick break, and when we come back, it's not just food, folks. The food's going to be great, but there's a chance to win an awful lot of money, too. And it's a strange raffle, because just when you think you've lost and there's no hope, Sue Winking has a way for you to come back from the brink of extinction in the second round. We'll talk in a moment. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Gary and Sue Winking are here, and they are graduates of Quincy University, loyal supporters of QU all the way around. Specifically, they're in charge this year of the Mart Heinen Athletic Booster Club Chili Cook-Off in honor of John Funke. It is Sunday, February 16th from 11 to 2 at the QU Health and Fitness Center, 19th and Oak. $10 gets your whole family in to sample chilies and soups, pretty much unlimited. You can, you know, go back as much as you want, and then you can vote on which one you think is the best, and all proceeds benefit QU Athletics. And there are so few tickets left. Just explain this bash real quick, but explain it, and then we're going to give a number because you've got less than 11, like 10 tickets left, less than a dozen tickets left for this thing. So okay. How does this bash work? Because this is like a second chance raffle.
Okay. The $50 tickets are get two people in, and
you get some drinks, and of course you get the chili.
You get a few drinks, water, soda, beer, and a chance to win, 21 chances to win.
Right.
And
you only sold 400 tickets,
yeah.
And you've sold 390 of those 400 tickets.
Yeah. So the last ticket, the 400 ticket, doesn't get sold. That's the bonus ball ticket. And so at the end, you can buy chances on that day in the room where we're doing.
Are those 50 bucks or are those less?
Those are...
So, like, if I go there and I've missed my chance to get the $50
ticket. It says, I don't have a...
You don't have the exact rules, but there's a chance.
Yeah, on the back of their ticket is the thing. You can buy one, so many, whatever.
Okay.
But it's a...
You know, the cash bash is kind of interesting in that it's a more of a reverse drawing. The first...
$3.99.
The first ticket... we use ping pong balls, so there's no tickets. And everything's identical. But the first one comes out as a winner, then the next four, I think, or four or nine, are losers, and then it keeps working backwards.
Uh-huh.
So when you get down to the last four balls being in there, then there's a drawing for the bonus ball, and that gets added into the last five, which are big money, win some pretty good sized money. But it's just a few years ago, for example, the last two losers that came out were us. So you figure,
which in a way is good because people might cry foul, but you have if you put your $50 in, you should have a chance to win. You're not rigging the thing.
You figure one of them's going to be in there when there's six balls left. One of your two balls are going to stay, but
no, they got pulled out right after each other. So we're like, oh man, we were in here the whole time and now we're out.
Well, this money goes to a lot of things. We have about 2 minutes left. So Gary, talk about what Mart Heinen Athletic Booster Club does with this money. What do you do with it?
Remind about
raffle too. Oh yeah. And the raffle. Yeah. I forgot about the raffle.
Yeah. The raffle. That's important too, because we have three prizes that day that they could win. They could win a LG 55-inch smart TV, a Vizio all-in-one soundbar, or an Altec Lansing Bluetooth wireless speaker. And those are one raffle ticket for $5, three for $10, or seven for $20, and that will be drawn that day. And hopefully the people will be there, and they can just pick it up and take it home with them.
But if they're not there, they can still
notify. Yeah, we'll get a hold of them, and they can pick it up at the athletic office, or we can take it to them if they're in town, or what if they can't come get it.
I'll be taking my large screen TV home with me that day then.
And then you can have Gary come hook it up for you.
Oh, that's aren't you glad she added that? That's been said publicly and now must happen. Real quick, Gary, now you only have a minute to tell us what Martin Heinen does with the money.
Well, a lot of things that are needed. Last time I was here, I mentioned the
improvements in the weight room for the athletes so that they have a separate weight room from the regular people that come in, and also the swim blocks that were purchased. There were locker rooms that were upgraded, and if there's a need for something major, the Athletic Booster Club is there with funds to assist.
Okay. You still need separate locker rooms for boys and girls at QU, right? You haven't gone to unisex yet, have you?
Not yet, no.
Not yet, good.
Let's not go there.
No place to do that. Someday you'll have to come back, and we'll have to talk about, maybe on the anniversary, we'll talk about our trip to Poland together.
All right, that sounds good.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, Gary was our correspondent because he was the only one. See, I was too cheap to buy the app for my phone that would allow me to make international calling, so when I checked in every day, it was Gary's dime. I want to thank you. By the way, our comptroller across the street right here, he'll be happy to reimburse you if you have that bill. Thank you, guys. Enjoy the snow, but be safe, and we'll be back to do it again tomorrow.
Thank you.